You're listening to another episode of The Zag, the 2019 New Fellows Edition. Today's episode, we get to feature Jose Trinidad Castaneda is here. One of our faves, been in the NLC family for a little while. He was in our engaged cohort, and now he's a new fellow. So let's catch up with him and see what he's up to. All right, Jose, I feel like you're a resident expert on all things south of Los Angeles. Give folks a little bit of a scoop about where you reside most of the time.
So thank you so much for having me on the show, Eric. Again, my name is Jose Trinidad Castaneda, and I live in Fullerton, Orange County. Orange County is a really diverse place. We recently have had a blue wave, so yeah. We have much more progressive and responsive leadership throughout the county.
And you've been there how long? Since you were young, pretty much, right? Yeah.
Born and raised.
And what do you feel like, if you had to pinpoint one or two main causes for the blue wave happening, what kind of things did you hear from folks in your community about why things changed?
I must have knocked on over 10,000 doors. So I really did my due diligence and did everything that I possibly could to help push this along. And a lot of people responded with Trump and their fear and dislike of Trump. So the Republicans really hit the final nail in the coffin, so to speak, with that election.
Yeah, makes sense. And when you were talking to folks besides Trump, did you hear issues like healthcare rising to the top more often? Was it things around immigration? What kind of actual policy things did you feel like were making waves there?
So immigration was one of the major ones, but it was very varied as well. So even when I was talking amongst Vietnamese immigrants, Latino, Mexican, and Central American immigrants, as the majority of Orange County's progressive-leaning immigrant population, they seem to make the connection between the Trumpism and the right's move towards much more destructive policies on the environment, and they made the connection with their vote.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, listen, I'm glad you knocked on all those doors and your work definitely paid off. When folks ask you what you do for a living, how do you usually answer that question?
I work for a nonprofit that focuses on environmental justice issues called the William C. Velasquez Institute, based out of LA. I recently finished a couple of campaign jobs, and I have started as a cultural lead for a new restaurant called Tazon at the historic Fullerton Fox Theater.
Okay. Tell me a little bit about that last one you mentioned there. I don't think I've been up to speed on that one. What will that work mean most often?
It's a brand new restaurant. It is a hip, modern, and upscale, fast casual Southern Mexican eatery. And so we're focused primarily on bringing the really rich flavors of Southern Mexico to Orange County and the area.
Nice. And then I think we're always excited too when our NLC crew is on commissions, and you're on a commission down south. Tell us a little bit about that. And what kind of work do you do for that?
In addition to being involved in election campaigns, I'm civically engaged as a commissioner on the City of Fullerton Parks and Recreation Commission, as well as on the Youth Council of the South Coast Air Quality Management District.
And then on the commission work, do you get to drive a lot of the decisions there, or are things kind of in a narrow lane based on the commission scope? How does that work in terms of what you guys actually do?
The commission makes recommendations to city council on specific issues, budget items, and the city council makes the final decision based on our recommendations.
And then what's the makeup of the commission with you? Are you on the younger side, about average? What's the actual group like?
I'm the youngest commissioner in the entire city of Fullerton of every commission. The average age for a commissioner is over the age of 50. I'm really proud to be the strong, bold, young voice that I am on the Parks and Recreation Commission.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you, because, you know, watching some of the newly elected congressional House members like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez or some other folks who are young and then running into these entrenched power structures and people who've been there for 40, 50 years. You know, how do you tend to see yourself approaching a situation like that where you are the youngest? You do have a lot of energy. You have a lot of great ideas. How do you manage entering a space where that's definitely not something folks are used to?
I always make sure to make it very clear that whenever I speak from a place of good intentions. I only want to help improve the city in the ways that I know is possible. And I try to, you know, communicate with everyone, regardless of party affiliation or ideological divide. It's a polarized world that we live in right now. And I think the strongest leadership will be the ones that unify and bring people together.
Yeah. And then last thing, what do you find yourself most excited about when it comes to the fellowship that will start in January? What kind of people are you most excited to meet, or what kind of skills are you most excited to get trained on?
I'm most excited about building stronger bonds with those that I already know and with newer people that are doing amazing work across the region. So I'm also really excited to learn the skills that I can to help improve my community and help grow the NLC family.
Awesome. Well, listen, we're excited for you. Congrats on your fellowship. We'll see you in January. And thanks to everyone for listening to this episode of The Zag. You can find all episodes with our new fellows, and there's 20 of them in total, on our website, or you can find them in Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, SoundCloud, Spotify, Stitcher, all the good places. Make sure to check those out. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you soon.